Yeah, welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition. Coming to you live from the sales ring, just about, at Magic Millions. We're looking forward to the next couple of days. I tell you, a man who would be well and truly looking forward to it. It's a very familiar ground for you too.
Indeed it is.
Managing Director of Godolphin, Vin Cox. Welcome to the program, mate.
Good on you, Jimmy. No, welcome to the Gold Coast to you.
Yeah, thank you. Let's go back then before we get to Godolphin and what's been taking place over the last 12 months for you. You were here as Managing Director or General Manager for 7 years, and I guess over that period of time you'd be amazed at the growth that Magic Millions has experienced.
We had I was Managing Director for 7 years.
Yeah.
In that time, the sale grew from a turnover of about $75 million to $150
million.
So, wow. It's not all down to me, but we still do have a very, very good team here at Magic Millions that we're very dedicated to providing a great platform for people to sell their horses, and fortunately we had a lot of luck and a lot of support over that time, and here we are today. Mm. Well, here Magic Millions is today, and I'm looking on and watching from the other side now.
Yeah. Are you going to be spending the big fella's cash again? when I say the big fella,
let's get to the point, Dave.
Do you have to clear it, or do you just go? Is the power in your hands and the team? No, we're going to target these ones. This is what we like, and whatever the bill is.
Well, it's not quite like that, Dave. We've got to be a little bit considerate about what we do. Some of the vendors out there are getting a bit excited that we're going to spend a lot of money. We're not. We're going to be quite considerate and quite moderate what we do.
Yep.
But having said that, we are here to buy some horses. And the process is all our buying, whether it's here or in North America or in Europe, we go through John Gosden, who's the leading trainer in Europe, and he fortunately is out here for this sale.
Okay.
More on a learning exercise for him to see and learn a bit about the Australian bloodstock industry and the Australian sales system. So it's great having him here, and then he's been just watching and learning and looking at the horses.
It must be a privilege to be buying for a company like Godolphin, which does have that history. And what about the year you've just had? I mean, that was an extraordinary. I mean, take away Winx, you win the Caulfield Cup, you've won the Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup. You would have won the Cox Plate because Ben Battle would have won if there's no Winx. I mean, that's extraordinary, mate.
It is. No, it's a great thing for the entire team the world over. 30 Group Ones all up, which is a record for Sheikh Mohammed. His best year, I think, is about 18. So a significantly better year than he's ever had, which is great. You know, he's evidently reinvigorated his interest in racing and breeding. He's being very active in looking at horses on farms, whether it's in Kentucky or Europe. He's been active at sales by turning up to different sales around the world. So he's back on board, back into it, and got the sleeves rolled up.
That's good for you.
Oh, it's great.
Great timing. There's lots of reasons for that, but the most public face of Godolphin is the trainer, James Cummings. He hasn't been in the job long and has had great success. What is it about James that makes him successful? And I guess there's a lot of pressure that comes with the privilege of being Godolphin head trainer in Australia.
Yeah, James is obviously Bart Cummings' grandson.
Yeah.
He's a world-class horseman. In my time in the industry, he's as good a horseman as I've ever had anything to do with. He's bright. He's articulate. He thinks about the horse all day long, thinks about race planning, and is supported by an outstanding team. Our assistant trainers in the various sites, our foreman, our stable staff, are working well together with James and the whole unit. So it's fantastic to be ahead of all of that. And the success isn't by accident. It's a lot of hard work that goes into it.
Mm. What about Accelerates? Well, there are a lot of punters out there listening.
Yeah.
They would have seen the win at the Gold Coast last Saturday, and now that, I know it's happened with Sunlight and a few before that, that seven-day backup, you know, having a look at this Gold Coast track beforehand is really beneficial. At Wyong, yes, the other horse, Unite and Conquer, got out in front, controlled, and he was a good run in behind. Are you confident leading into Saturday?
Oh, no one's ever confident going into a $2 million race, but look, she's come out of last Saturday very, very well.
Okay.
Karen jumped straight off and said she's going to improve from this. She's done extremely well this week.
Yep.
She's thrived up here on the Gold Coast, as all of us do,
and
except she probably goes to bed a bit earlier than most of us. But no, she's really doing well, and we're hopeful for Saturday.
Okay.
Back to the sales. Do you have a target numbers wise? Do you have a figure dollars wise, or is it a bit of a movable feast during the course of the 4 days?
We don't have a target in terms of numbers we want to buy. We've got a bit of an idea what we want to do. We've got a basic spend budget, which is, again, and I emphasise the fact to the vendors that are listening that it is quite modest. We're not going to shoot.
Can't show your cards too early, Vin.
And we're not going to shoot the lights out. We're here to buy nice racehorses, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. I think the one thing though is, if say Jimmy and I were in the bidding war, we'd have to stop. You have that little luxury where you could go an extra.
We'll stop.
Couple of monkeys.
we will stop.
You've got to stop on one, otherwise they'll keep running out.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
That's what you've got to be careful of. Yeah.
Obviously, everyone wants to win a Magic Millions. I mean, we come here, we buy these young horses. They're blank canvases, aren't they? And seeing how they progress. You've got Exhilarates. I want to go back to the putting aspect here, Jimmy, to Sort.
Shock me.
Looks an absolute beauty. It is Golden Slipper favourite. Is that the best 2-year-old you've got?
We've got a better one at home, but look,
have you got a better one at home?
The guys in the yard want to tell you that, but look, I'd be very surprised. I think he's a pretty special horse and a very special win. He's got a magnificent pedigree. It was a super win. Super win.
Plenty of experience up here on the Gold Coast for our guest, Vin Cox. He's now the Managing Director of Godolphin after being here as the General Manager of Magic Millions for the last 7 years. Great to have you on the program, mate. Enjoy your couple of days here. I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Nice to catch up.
And good luck in the sales and in the race day on Saturday as well.
Best TAB on the Gold Coast. Now, you're a local. we put it out to the listeners. We've got a few tips today. And we know there's a TAB out the back, but if later on, where's the best TAB?
Envy and Broadbeach, no doubt.
Envy at Broadbeach. Yeah. There we go. That could be the lucky
That goes in with Twin Towers, RSL. We've had...
we've got them all covered.
Oh, we've got all the nominations coming in. That's fantastic. Good on you, Vin. Appreciate that.